I am Pericles, commander of Roman legion stationed in Judea. You must have heard of me. And this is my wife, Seraphina. Our purpose in meeting you here, away from prying eyes, is to ask a favor of you. If you cure our daughter, I will give you 10 bags of gold. 10 bags of Roman gold. It would all be yours. 10 bags of gold, do you understand?
Pericles, please be quiet, Pericles. Is this a correct manner to address her?
What a beautiful girl. She has high fever.
Ever since she was born, she's been ill. The physicians of Rome could find no cure and couldn't help her. Now that we have moved here, away from our friends and family, she is all that I have to live for. But what to do? Her health becomes worse day by day. Well, how can I put it? If she were to leave this world, I would not have the strength to go on.
Seraphina had heard about you and insisted that we meet you. We have no one else whom we can turn to. You are the only hope we have. Will you help us, Mary?
I'm afraid there's nothing I can do. I'm very sorry.
Listen to me, young lady. If you cure my daughter, I'll pay you far more than I said. I'll give you everything. Please have mercy on us. Just this once. Please help a non-Jewish family.
Look, I am unable to do anything. Everything is done by the will of the Lord, the creator of the entire humanity, and with him lies the cure to all our ailments. I can but only pray for your beautiful child.
She's going to pray. She's going to pray for her.
Of your wife and daughter that has delivered you.
This is a message from thy Lord, Mary. God has chosen thee and purified thee and has chosen thee above all other women to carry out his great task. Mary, be obedient to your Lord's commands and bow unto him in prayer in the company of those who pray.
Look here.
Once a teacher, Zakaria, remember? How can you now say this doesn't matter?
Why not just state that the Jews no longer have the right to manage the Temple of Solomon?
Abandon all the laws of Moses and Aaron. Abandon all the laws. There is absolutely no need for prayer ceremonies and sacrifices.
From tomorrow, let's worship Ishtar, the god of the Sidonians, Kamush, the god of the Moab, and Moloch, the god of the Phoenicians. And above all, let's bring the emperor's statue into the temple and start worshipping it by bowing down before it.
We, the council of Sanhedrin, should take action against them and must issue an edict against Zakaria and Mary immediately, so that no one should dare to mock her religion.
Right.
Now you hear me, priests of the temple. Do you realize how you are breaking the commandments of Moses and the laws of the God of Moses, and yet you consider yourselves guardians of the faith? Apart from upholding the ceremonies of keeping a fire alight and performing sacrifices, what good have you actually done? Doesn't Yehovah say that I prefer compassion and love over sacrifices, that I choose the true understanding of God over the fire of desire? So tell me, why are there no signs of compassion and love in your hearts? God says that I do not like your celebrations and religious gatherings, and I reject your celebrations and religious gatherings totally. I reject the fire that you people have lit for your vows, and I also reject the fattened offerings that you have offered. Instead, I desire that equity flow like pure water and justice endure like an eternal stream. Have you not read in the holy scriptures that worship and abstinence are tools for breaking the chains of oppression, destroying the shackles of slavery, liberating the oppressed and relieving the plight of the abandoned and downtrodden? They should inspire you to share your bread with the hungry and also assist your brethren with open arms. All of you have read these words in the book of Joshua. Why then do you not obey?
Lord, Zakaria has read us some thought-provoking verses from the Torah and given us advice for which we are always grateful to him.